Tomorrow and Harper Audio present Snow Place Like L.A., A Christmas Notch in July novella by Julie Murphy and Sierra Simone. Performed by Max Myers. Dedication. To Dana Hagen, who loves Pretty Woman. Prologue. I would never forgive Love Actually. How dare they make me think airports were romantic places? I smoothed the front of my coat, a tangerine wool number I found in a Las Vegas thrift store, and tried not to look at the tall, handsome man next to me, at his artsy glasses, at his lean frame, at those high cheekbones and that narrow, light brown jaw currently rough with stubble. If I looked at him being all handsome and creative-looking, I was going to speak, and if I spoke, I just knew it would be something embarrassing. And Luca, Ned Jeffrey DeRosa, was many things, but he was never embarrassing. The Burlington Airport hummed and moved outside of the little nook where we were waiting. Outside the windows, snow fell in giant, fluffy flakes, just as it had for the past 2 weeks while Angel Fletcher and I had shacked up in a ramshackle rental just up the street from the Hope Channel's offices. 2 weeks of nothing but sex and pancakes, and being really clumsy at using a wood-burning fireplace, not to mention the 2 weeks before that, when we'd started our liaison amoureuse on the set of Duke of the Halls. Which meant Angel Fletcher and I had been sort of, maybe kind of together for a month. A month. And okay, yes. Working for the Wholesome AF Hope Channel wasn't exactly the most sensual milieu for a budding romance. And fine, maybe we hadn't actually talked about being together, but that's only because there hadn't been anything to say. We'd been dancing around each other for the 2 years since I started working for his dad, Teddy Ray Fletcher, LA's premier producer of top-quality pornos, also the producer of the very non-porno Duke the Halls. It's a long story. And finally, among the snow and Christmas lights, the thing between us had caught fire. A heart-rending saga 2 years in the making, now complete with stubble burns all over my neck, and a happily ever after. Except now it was time for us to fly home, and I guess I'd assumed this moment would come with more orchestral crescendos and less awkward silences. Why wasn't Angel saying anything? I snuck a glance over to see him typing rapidly on his phone, switching between his email app and the airline app. A series of snow-related cancellations had meant we'd gotten rebooked on 2 different flights home. But we were both headed back to L.A. and to the rest of our great love affair, and so shouldn't we be beaming secret smiles at each other right now? Shouldn't we be searching for an abandoned gate with a convenient makeout corner? How could we go from playing house, while mostly naked, to barely able to make eye contact? No, I was imagining things. I inarguably had an incredible imagination, which is why the wedding fashion world tragically lost its brightest future star when I was forced to drop out of fashion school due to cash flow, or lack thereof. And sometimes my imagination ran away with me. That was all. We were in this together, and anyway, there was no way he could miss how I felt. I'd willingly extended a stay in a Christmas-themed hellhole for him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?